first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Steve Plage reflects on sleeping in the new decade.
As we begin a new decade, our community continues to reflect the narrowest of views with regard to the right to sleep for the many unsheltered among us. But what truly divides us so intractably on this issue? I think we might all agree that our moral sense compels us to extend our hearts and hands to the less fortunate and to perhaps allow them some latitude in their struggle to sustain themselves day to day. Intellectually, it is difficult to dispute that the quantity and quality of our sleep bears a direct and empirically verifiable relationship to our ability to live productive and fulfilling lives. Even the staunchest supporters of our city's sleeping ban and the harshest critics of our local sleep activists should not find fault with that logic. On the other hand, it is easy for the advocates of the right to sleep to point to the paucity of available options for our houseless residents and say, of course they should be allowed to sleep wherever they can find suitable shelter. This fundamental disagreement may render irreconcilable the intellectual argument. So as we reflect on the issue of sleep, let us each look into ourselves and ask, where is our moral compass on this issue? And perhaps, while we work to create places to sleep for our unsheltered residents, we can find places for them in our hearts as well. That, it seems to me, is a dream worth sleeping about.
Steve Plage is a Santa Cruz resident and director of the Homeless Persons Legal Assistance Project. If you would like to be on this program, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.